Hello, everybody. I'm Joshua.
And I'm Liv.
And you are listening to the Literary Weapons Podcast. Today, we have a very, very special episode. I would call it a extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
Because we're going to be extravagant.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a discussion on Harry Potter.
It's a, the movies.
The movies, yeah.
We're going over the movies.
Little known movies.
Yeah, not many people know about them.
Yeah, not really a big deal. And somebody on the podcast, this is their favorite movies.
Yeah, quite, maybe, I guess. My parents may or may not have gifted me all of the movies on Apple TV for my high school graduation gift. So,
yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, so what wine are you drinking?
I am drinking a Target wine. It's not Target brand, but it's
Target.
Got it at Target. Joel Gott Sauvignon Blanc. It's not bad. It's not bad. Really like a 3.5. So like on Vivino, so probably like a thumb. Up.
I'm drinking a Trader Joe's wine. It is the... Hold up, I have the name. Give me a second. The Trading Post Cabernet Sauvignon of Napa Valley. And I'm going to give it 2 thumbs up. What is Binks doing?
He's about to jump on my... Or he was going to jump on my puzzle.
He has the zoomies. It's okay. I give my wine 2 thumbs up. It's their new wine. It's fantastic. I got 2 bottles last time we went. Next time we go, if they still have it, I'm going to get like a case.
Jeez. Well, we don't go to Trader Joe's.
No, like we go to Trader Joe's like
once. Whenever we're going into Atlanta.
Yeah. Okay, well, so we're going to do this kind of the same way as we did the Christopher Nolan movie discussion. So we're going to go through all the movies in order. Give a rose and thorn. Liv's not going to give roses and thorns because she doesn't have any thorns for the movies.
I have thorns. I just structured my notes differently. And also, I will not be rating them because that is asking too much.
Not rate, ranking.
Ranking, sorry.
Like, which one's your favorite, which one's your least favorite?
Yeah, see, I can't do that. That's too much.
Okay, well, so then I'm going to give my rankings and you're going to criticize.
Yeah, see, I put mine in 2 groups. One is amazingly spectacular, and 2 is more amazingly spectacular. So,
Well, let's get into it with the Philosopher's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Let's go with all of our positives, and we'll talk about our negatives. So, what's your quote unquote rose?
I just fucking love the excitement in. Mystery of it all. Like, you can't help but smile when you watch this movie. And, like, I think in the whole series it has the most, like, wonder-inducing scenes. You know?
Well, because it's the introduction to the magical world.
Yeah.
And or the wizarding world.
That was a good one. Yep.
I said happy vibes.
Yeah, happy vibes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so pure and sweet and charming and happy.
It's basically a Christmas movie.
And, a wonderful soundtrack as well. So, yeah, Sorcerer's Stone is definitely in the more amazingly spectacular group. For me, at least.
I like it a lot. And it has the... Not me, not Hermione, you! That was also my rose.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of quotes on my roses and thorns.
I bet. There's a good bit in here I have. Not a whole lot, but some iconic ones.
So what are your thorns?
My thorns is that they have the scene where Hagrid and Harry are in the tube... as they say, across the water.
It's across the pond.
Across the pond, whatever. It's water. and Harry's talking to Hagrid, and Hagrid tells him, like, I've always wanted a dragon, because later in the movie, Harry's like, Hagrid told me he wanted a dragon, like, when we first met, and you're like, that conversation never happened, and so they deleted that scene, and now it's only on, like, specific versions of it, and that makes me very upset.
I can tell.
I feel passionately about the deleted scenes.
Is that going to be a theme?
It is. It really is.
Well, my thorn is in a completely different realm. God. I don't like how the troll bogeys look. And then they say troll bogeys. Ew.
I don't like the sounds that are like, yeah. No, thank you.
Also, that troll had a wand suck up its, like, entire, like, nasal cavity.
Yeah.
That troll has got to either be dead or the wand's got to break. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you don't just take, a 14-inch piece of wood to the dome.
Well, maybe troll anatomy is different. And it's just kind of just empty space up there.
There's just, like, a go-to-sleep button up in their sinus.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, troll bogeys, gross, ew, that's my thorn.
Mm-hmm. No. I think it's one of the most perfect movies ever to be made. Thank you, mm-hmm. Chris Columbus.
Putting in the director, wow.
Yes, I know the director. I wrote it down, too, because there's a lot. There's four total.
Yeah, that's what I do think is interesting, is that they change directors a lot.
Yeah. But I think it needed to happen.
Because each one has a kind of different vibe.
Yes.
You ready for Chamber of Secrets?
I am ready for Chamber of Secrets. I know your rose.
What is my rose, then?
Gilderoy Lockhart.
Yes, and specifically the scene when they're buying books. I love it. Also, when he's like, hurry, hurry, hurry. Can you possibly imagine a better way to serve detention than by helping me answer my fan mail? Goodness me.
Yeah.
I love him.
He's amazing. He's also on my list of things I enjoy about the movie.
Every single line he says, you could put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, he's an asshole,
mm-hmm.
but he makes the movie for me.
He does. He does a good job. And I also love the drama of, like, him and, who's the other actor that he was in Canoodles with? I don't know. I learned that later in life about how there's a lot of actors and actresses that were involved with each other, like the adults. And it, like, kind of mm-hmm. crosses over and kind of makes, like, a spider web.
What's his name?
Gilderoy Lockhart.
I know Gilderoy Lockhart didn't have an affair.
Hey, I wouldn't. I think Miss Weasley would definitely.
Yeah.
She'd say yes.
Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth? That's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth.
Kenneth Branagh. Or Branagh.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I think it's some kind of British name.
Kenneth is a very British name, but that last name too, yes.
He is having an affair with, I killed Sirius Black.
Bellatrix is strange.
Yeah. He's yes. gonna get me.
Oh god. Anyways.
Also, so before we move on to thorns.
Oh, I haven't even said my
good. Oh, you say yours.
So the big thing for me about this movie is I love all of the mysteries. It's like, who's the heir? Who opened the Chamber of Secret? Who's Tom Riddle? What's up with Gilderoy Lockhart? What's his angle? It's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of feel like a Nancy Drew sleuth.
Sleuth?
Yeah, why is Harry hearing these voices?
Kill.
Kill. But also, another thing that I love about it is Ron's, like, comedic timing. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's cute. I like it.
My wand!
My wand!
Speaking, I love the scene where his mom sends the howler.
Yes! Oh my god.
Ronald Weasley! How dare you steal that car!
We will stop there because I can recite that entire passage.
That's so good.
Yes.
I think this one is like one of the more quotable.
Yeah.
Because like I couldn't think of any like really great quotes from the first one other than like, "You're a wizard, Harry."
There's a few. I just can't remember them right now because...
Please not Slytherin. Please not Slytherin.
Please not Slytherin.
But
yeah, I also put Chamber of Secrets into the more amazingly spectacular group.
Mm-hmm.
So
what thorns do you have with this movie?
I don't really have any problems with it.
I have two big ones.
Other than this is another deleted scene. The death day party for Nearly Headless Nick is cut out. It's actually not a deleted scene. It's just something from the book that they didn't put in.
I thought we were just talking about the movies.
Whatever.
Whatever.
But that's just like a, aw, because that would have been really cute. And I know it's kind of like side plot, side story.
Well, also they didn't show Peeves at all.
Yeah.
So they just don't care about the ghost.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thorn for all the movies. They just don't care about the ghost. You ready for my two thorns?
They're ready.
Big ones.
I'm scared.
Number one. The sword of Godric Gryffindor looks stupid.
It looks stupid?
Yes. If you're talking, it's a sword wielded by a mystical wizard thousands of years ago. Basically, like, around Merlin and, you know, King Arthur times. I want, like, a claymore. Like, or give him, like, a bastard sword where it's, like, a one and a half hand.
Yeah.
But no, it's a little arming sword, which is basically like, I think it's like, what, like 2 or 3 feet long? And it's all silver encrusted in rubies. No, I want, because you got to think about it, the time of Godric Gryffindor, they were actually using swords. So if you're going to have a sword, it's got to be an actual sword. The sword in the movie makes it look like it's like a ceremonial, like, you know, it's an accessory.
Yeah.
I wanted a sword from, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted something that William Wallace would wield in battle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Next.
Okay.
That angers me.
My other big thorn is this is the only movie with Gilderoy Lockhart. And I think the other movies would have been made better with his presence.
Yeah, but he had a solid beginning and end to his...
Yeah, but we could have seen him in St. Mungo's.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Or he could have gone on an apology tour. Or...
an apology tour.
I don't know, but they could have used him.
Yeah.
He had more left in the tank.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he had his time.
No.
It was finished. You just have a abnormal attachment to him.
He's so funny.
He is funny. But
isn't he a Hufflepuff? I think he is.
That would be mind-blowing to me because I don't know. Because, like, Hufflepuffs like people.
Mm-hmm.
And being sweet and happy. And he literally changes... muddles people's memories and minds.
Gilderoy.
He's gotta be. If he's a Hufflepuff, I'm gonna explode.
Please. Oh, he's a Ravenclaw.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Thank God.
You're a Ravenclaw.
I know.
You
want to
be in the same house as him?
One person does not make a house steer.
Ooh, speaking of, I completely forgot that this happened in this movie. The scene with Lucius Malfoy, mm-hmm. Dobby and Draco in Dumbledore's office at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love especially, too, that Lucius was about to...
freaking kill Harry.
Yeah, he was about to murder a child in the headmaster's office. Like, because dude. He freed his slave. He was about to put in the work on Harry for that. And then...
bonk.
You shall not hurt Harry Potter.
That is a good one. I do love the Chamber of Secrets for the introduction of Dobby as a character. Because he's one of my all-time favorite characters.
Yeah, he's the best.
Literally, if you hate Dobby, go die.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to Prisoner of Azkaban. my rose... I have two roses. One's super small. I'll start with that. Professor Trelawney. I love the singer. She says, "The Grim."
The Grim.
And also the sound that Malfoy makes when Buckbeak attacks
him. Kicks him, yeah.
He's like, ah!
Oh! And in the hospital wing, you can hear him like crying, yeah. Oh! Like,
yeah.
Get over yourself.
My father will hear about this.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a good one.
Those are both noises that happen. Sorry. And the... oh! I forgot about that one. Okay, now you can go.
Then Hermione does that. Yep. So, my two favorite things, I'd say... one is... I love the
cinematography.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Beautiful. I love like the big stretches of like seeing Hogwarts and
castles.
Man, castles. But my all-time favorite thing in this is that Hermione punches Draco in the face.
And he does make another funny noise
there.
He
goes, ooh.
Yeah, I like it. What complaints do you have?
I really don't have any complaints for Prisoner of Azkaban. Other than, like... I tend to doze more... when I watch this movie, mm-hmm. Doze off. Just kind of, it's relaxing. I
like
know.
The middle is kind of yes. slow.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's a very cozy middle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Professor Lupin is, like, one of the most, like, sweet individuals in the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the most well-meaning.
Yes. Yeah.
He doesn't always make the best decisions, but his character makes me happy.
Like when he's training Harry and
mm-hmm.
he has some chocolate.
Yeah, I feel like you can tell he actually cares about Harry.
He does. Because he was best friends with his dad.
Yeah,
know?
But Harry didn't know that.
No, he didn't.
Until the end. On that note, I have my one complaint. You find out in this movie that Ron has been sleeping with a 40-year-old man his entire childhood.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Scabbers!
But they don't tell you that Ron gets another pet. What was it? What? No, good lord. In the books, what is the pet that he gets after?
Is it a frog?
I don't think so. I think it might be another rat, actually. I'm not sure.
I feel like I would have trauma.
Yeah.
About seeing the rat that I loved and cherished turn into a weird-looking dude.
Yeah, who hasn't had a shower in a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be startling. I do agree that that's an ick. Just a bit. But I adore Prisoner of Azkaban.
I do too. I like it a lot.
It's one of those where I just need some background. I'll put that on. I won't put, like, any of the Deathly Hallows. Mm-hmm. Or, like, end ones. But that one's a good, like, safe middle. Where it's, like, not too happy, but not too sad. So. Mm.
Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire. I love. Mm-hmm. You love the Goblet of Fire.
I do love the Goblet of Fire.
It's fabulous. Everything about it. I mean, I do have a deleted scene again that I hate that was cut. It's when Snape finds two students canoodling in a carriage at the Yule Ball. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, they are
canoodling.
It's hilarious.
So I have a lot of roses with this movie. I'm going to pick my favorites though. Dragons. I love every scene with dragons. I'm a dragon girly till I die.
Yeah, you are.
My favorite one, though, is when they have the little miniature dragons and they got to pick them out of the bag. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I would have murdered for one of those little miniature dragons. They look like so much fun.
They're cute.
I think that's why I ended up getting Bakugan.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah. That's also, I did go and build like a little Lego miniature dragon after that.
That's so tender. You made me cry.
My other rose in this movie is the scene with Moaning Myrtle in the bathtub with Harry.
Oh, God. I hate that scene.
When he pulls the bubbles in closer.
Oh, my God. I hate that scene with my whole soul. No, and to know that Moaning Myrtle is like a 40-year-old woman.
I think it makes it better.
Yeah, it does. I mean, obviously, she wasn't, like,
All up on
Daniel Radcliffe. Teenager, but, I mean, yeah. But, no, them being teenagers, too, I think is one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. Like,
this one, they're solidly, like, you can tell are teenagers.
Yes, exactly. And so I love the long hair, how that just happened.
Mm-hmm. They're definitely giving in this one.
They are giving. Harry's hair in Prisoner of Azkaban, though, is like chef's kiss. Mm-hmm. Like, that's Harry Potter. But it's definitely giving. I don't want to get a haircut, Mom. This is what everybody's doing now. So, I appreciate that.
The other thing I want to talk about.
Oh, God, what are you going to say?
The Hogwarts band.
No.
At the
frogs.
No, at the very end of the movie. Dun, da, 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 dun, dun.
Oh, yeah. Honey.
My boy. My son. And they're just jamming out.
Yeah.
That scene is so funny to me.
Yes. I love the part where Dumbledore's like, all right, everybody, let's show our guests what we have for them. And it's like, Hogwarts, Hogwarts, Hoggy, Hoggy, Hogwarts, teach us something, please. That also is deleted in most versions. And I
can't even.
No, and it's funny, though, because there's like a banner in the air with the words. And Dumbledore's, like, moving his wand, like, with the words.
So it's like karaoke.
Essentially, yeah.
Magical karaoke.
Yes. It's like they haven't memorized the words to this 30-second song. So we have to have it displayed in the air.
A little bit too much butterbeer. what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, the heart is what's your name in the Goblet of Fire.
Oh, yeah. That's a solid one.
Yeah. This one also has a lot of good quotes.
Yes.
What's your thorn?
My thorn is that Cedric dies. That's like the start of the depression, you know, in these movies. This is the start of the, I don't have a nice feeling. I have an icky feeling.
He's back. Yeah, this definitely is the first, like, sad one at the end. It definitely does not end off on a happy note.
No.
My thorn, is that the mermaids are scary.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
I don't like the mer people. They're like what I would imagine like to be. Well, let me rephrase that. I would like, that's what I imagine when I think of like evil creature mer people. And so it's like, it's really realistic.
Uh-huh.
Like,
I just don't like them.
Yeah. They just gave, like, I don't know. Ugh.
I would have put depth charges in the Black Lake. Get rid of them. I don't want to see those little freaky things ever again. Order of the Phoenix. What do you got?
Order of the Phoenix. Okay. Excuse me. I really like it. It's a totally different movie than the rest. I think its sole purpose is like just character development,
mm-hmm.
you know? And like everybody's focusing on their like inner demons and like it's not my favorite out of it. I would say this is the only, well, this is, yes, the only one. No, there's one more that I have in the Amazingly Spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
So not more Amazingly Spectacular. I think like near the very end, one of my favorite things is Harry's acting. When Sirius dies.
Mm-hmm. Nice one, James.
It's really freaking sad. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I don't have much to say on it. It's weird too about like Harry and Cho.
So I have that in my thorn.
I just feel like icky, like.
Well, because he's snogging with a girl that's in like full grief.
Mm-hmm.
Like she is like crying herself to sleep every night, and he's just like.
Let me get some of that.
Mm-hmm. It's really like it's really weird.
Yeah. Also, but like, he's had a crush on her forever, so it's like it makes sense.
That yeah, she's
available, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter.
She's emotionally like destroyed, but yeah, she needs some of this.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So, I guess I'll go ahead and talk about my other thorn is that Sirius dies.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really depressing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your happy points on the Order of the Phoenix? Or was it that it was the more character development?
I didn't write anything, but I think what I like most about it is, like, it's hard. It's one of those movies where it's like, damn, okay. Because you finish it and it's like so, so, so depressing.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, that's what it is. The pink lady. Umbridge.
Oh, she's in your roses?
She's in my roses.
Yeah, she's in mine too.
She's like the perfect devil. Like the perfect villain.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I hate her with my entire being, but also her character like is really cool.
I love the scene with Mr. Filch on the ladder, putting up the little thingies.
Yeah, that is funny.
So I have a weird rose, and this is just like, this is me being stupid. So the book cover is blue. This entire movie has a blue tint on it.
It does.
And I think it's really weird, but I kind of like the vibe.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a blue movie.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know what? Now that I think about it, some of the movies have that same tint as the cover of the book. Half-Blood Prince is a green movie. It is.
It kind of is. You're not lying.
This one's a blue movie. Philosopher's Stone is like a red and orange movie.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that the color of the cover?
I believe so.
Oh yeah, we have the books right here.
Mm-hmm. Prisoner of Azkaban is like a, it's got pink. The letters are green.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like the middle, the number one, four, five, six. So, okay, it's only a few.
That is an odd phenomenon.
Yeah, but, like, there's solidly, like, a blue tint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyways, that was my stupid rose. Half-Blood Prince.
Half-Blood Prince. I love the Half-Blood Prince. I think it's one of the funniest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, like, one-liners and, like, just funny random things that happen.
1-1. 1-1.
Oh, my God. I hate her.
He feels my presence.
He feels my presence. my knee. And she goes, oh!
Oh, that's where he's like,
to feel love's keen sting or something.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a good one. But no, I really love the Half-Blood Prince. It's very dark. But it gets balanced out by all those funny random moments. Like Slughorn, like, after Harry and him got into, like, a little tussle or fight, like, he passes him down the hall and, like, says, oh, and just turns around. Mm-hmm. Like, he's trying to avoid him.
I think all the scenes with Slughorn are just gold.
Yes.
I think that's one of my things about Harry Potter in general, is the one-off professors that show up are the best.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. The visitors.
Yeah, the visitors. Essentially. Like, the little cameo professor is my favorite part of almost every movie.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But the really funny scene that I love is when Hermione and Harry are in the library. And Romilda Devane is shut up. Romilda Devane is looking at them, and Hermione is telling him that she's trying to smuggle him a love potion because she thinks he's the chosen one. And Harry goes, "But I am the chosen one." Mm-hmm. And Hermione smacks him for it because I think it's cute. It's really cute.
It is cute.
And then the other scene that I love is, why is it always you three?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
My rose is, it was my first orchestra experience. And I got to experience it with you.
Oh, no! I forgot! How did I forget?
That was like 2 weeks ago.
That was last week!
Oh, that was last week.
I totally forgot. We just got to see the Half-Blood Prince in, not in theaters, but it was...
In concert.
In concert, where they had the orchestra play all the music scores.
Mm-hmm. It was very romantic. Yeah. It was memorable to me, at least.
Yes.
I'm sorry it wasn't memorable for you.
I loved it. I just forgot to note it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. It was a blast. Mm-hmm. We had some wine. I mean, settle down in our little chairs.
Mm-hmm. Saw some nerdy people.
Yeah. There was a little kid dressed up as Buckbeak, and I died when I saw that. and then another little girl, dressed up as Bellatrix Lestrange. But anybody over the age of 13, I'm like, come on.
It's a little strange.
A little strange that you're wearing a cape, my friend, or a robe.
Yeah.
But you do you.
We would never do weird stuff like that.
No, I would never, ever do any kind of weird, nerdy, strange thing.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
I'll go get my lightsaber.
Yeah. I think we can bring out our wands.
Mm-hmm.
Have a sword fight.
What's your thorn?
My thorn for Half-Blood Prince, I didn't write anything down. I adore it. Well, the very obviously big thorn in the movie is Dumbledore's death. I mean, you can fight all day about him not being a great person,
mm-hmm.
but it's still freaking sad.
It is sad.
That it happens, like, right in front of him, too.
And also, it's the only time you actually get to see Dumbledore do, like, real magic.
Yeah.
Is in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Like saving Harry from those little weird
zombie
creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My thorn is, it's also a rose, but like it makes me feel icky, so it's a thorn. But it's part of the charm of the movie.
Mm.
Is all of the awkward Harry and Jenny scenes.
Oh God, like the tying a shoe.
Yes.
I hate it. So I'll tell you, I think the worst thing about the movie series is the way that Jenny is portrayed and characterized. Like, book Jenny would never. Most of the stuff that they make her do in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's so upsetting.
Open up you.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that is my biggest hatred. Only hatred, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Of this film. Of these films. So.
Okay.
Booyah.
Deathly Hallows Part 1.
I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Okay.
I feel like. Only because it's slower to me.
It is a lot of setup.
And so it's the same thing. Like, it kind of just makes me, you know, when I'm watching it, I kind of close my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
it started the part one, part two thing in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which has bastardized so many great movies.
Yeah.
Or what could have been great movies.
Yeah.
Because that's, I'm pretty sure that's why The Hobbit was made into three parts instead of one movie.
Mm, interesting.
The Hobbit is a 300-page book. You could have made a 3-hour movie about it.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I think it would have been really bad just to do one movie and call it a day. I'm glad they did two Deathly Hallows, honestly.
Yeah, I'm glad. No, for this, for Harry Potter, it works. But, like, that, this, them splitting it up for Harry Potter is the reason it happened in The Hunger Games. The reason it happened in The Hobbit. Yeah. So, that's my complaint.
Yeah. I can get it. I can accept that.
Also, Dobby dies in this one.
That's what I was about to say. I didn't want to bring it up because it's traumatizing and a little triggering.
Dobby is a free elf.
Dobby is with his friend. Oh, God.
My rose. I have two roses. These are good ones. The scene where everyone uses Apologist Potion to turn into Harry.
That's silly.
Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
Apparently, like, the one where he had to imitate Hermione, it took, like, one take. And he was like, yep, you got it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
My other one is right before Dobby dies, when he says, Dobby never meant to kill. He only went to maim.
Or seriously injure.
That makes it.
That is. Dobby's just so pure. And.
When he's like unscrewing the chandelier.
Yeah, that's perfect. I need a Dobby in my life.
I thought I was supposed to be your Dobby.
No. You're not my Dobby.
Oh, Binks is Dobby.
I think Binks, yeah, Binks is a good Dobby.
Old gremlin, that's our what cat. He is.
He's being good right now.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, my least favorite thing is how Ron, like, just dips for a while. I hate that. That makes
I thought
me
that
so
was
sad.
In... No, that wasn't this one, yeah.
Yeah.
I see, I get part one and part two mixed up.
Yeah. Wait, is it?
No, it's in part one.
Okay, yeah. Now you're making me.
Yeah, because that happens before they get taken to Malfoy Manor.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So, speaking of part two, let's go bad things. We'll do our thorns first, and we can end on a good note.
It always makes me cry when I watch it. At the very end, the very end scene. Not the end scene where they're, like, old. The end scene where they're standing on the bridge. And I'm like, ah!
Because
usually, I only watched that after I've watched, like, all of the movies before as, like, a full rewatch. And it makes me emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they just make me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And sad. Like, if I'm sad, I'm going to watch one of the sadder ones. But also, I might watch, like, the first or second one and just be like, they're so cute and happy. They don't know what's coming.
So if you're sad, you'll just watch any of them?
Yes. But if I'm happy, I'm not going to watch the last four. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just not going to happen.
My thorn is that Dumbledore's the worst.
Yeah. Raising him for a pig, like, raiding... Yeah, I butchered that. Like, raising him...
Like a pig for the slaughter.
Like a pig for the slaughter.
Yeah. Also, I hate... So, this is something about, like, just J.K. Rowling in general. She made Harry, who went through all of this stuff because of how their world is set up, at the end of it, he decides to support the system as it was and continue by becoming an Auror.
Yeah. Yeah, well, can't have everything. Well, I also, J.K. Rowling, a big F you to J.K. Rowling because mm-hmm. we don't like her. Yeah. Love her work. Hate her.
Yeah.
So, there's some things that I'm like, I don't like. I can just blame on the fact that I don't like her. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things.
Yeah. My rose for this movie is that all the enemies of the first couple films show up in the fight.
Yeah, I was about to say the final battle sequence.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's tugs at the strings for sure.
At the strings.
Ah. Yeah. I love how it's really fast paced too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the setup, it's the finale, so it's everything's gotta close off and end. I do enjoy that.
I don't like the snake.
I do not like the snake. I love Neville's hero arc.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. Like, he deserves the world. So yeah, Deathly Hallows 2 is in my more amazingly spectacular group.
So that means that my ranking is about to really piss you off.
I'm gonna take another sip of wine.
Okay, so let's dive into the ranking.
Yep. Do you think this has the power to end our relationship?
No.
Okay.
Because I think I have good justifications for each.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start from my least favorite to my favorite.
Oh, wait. Before you say that,
uh-huh.
I have one other big ick that I have got to get out.
What is that?
Percy is a little bitch.
Yeah, he is. He's a loser.
He is a loser. How did he end up like that when he has Molly as a mother?
Mm-hmm. Also, I love the scene. Is this in part two when Molly and McGonagall have their little moment?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's really sweet.
Mm-hmm. It is great. Anyways, you can get to your rating.
Actually, I have one last thing. So, I love the progression of Lucius Malfoy throughout all the movies.
Yeah, how he, like, falls apart.
Yes, like, Order of the Phoenix is his peak
mm-hmm.
when he is, like, a boss-ass bitch. And then after that, his life just spirals. I love... Lucius is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
Like, he's the worst, but I love how he's portrayed.
Yeah. I mean, that hair, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch anything, Draco. So, into my rankings. Starting from least favorite to favorite.
Okay.
I'm just going to go out. I don't think any of the movies are below 1.5 thumbs up. So mine is from a 1.5 thumbs up to a 2 thumbs up.
Okay.
My last film is Deathly Hallows Part 2.
No!
Yeah.
Joshua Parker.
That's just because I don't like... So it is the last one I would pick if I want to like just watch a Harry Potter movie. Ugh. I would never pick Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Okay, that makes sense. But to rate it like that because of it? Mm-mm, honey, I'm sorry.
Yes, because all of these other ones, I would... Like, if you said, hey, baby, we're watching any of the other ones, and that's it, I'd be like, okay. But, like, I don't want to watch Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Okay.
Unless we're doing a full rewatch.
Yeah. Which I never did with you. Because I always watch them alone.
Okay. That is false information. You are lying to the good people of the internet right now. How many times have I watched these movies?
Probably, like... Okay. You watch the movies probably a third
I know.
Of the times.
I know.
They have it on, which is a lot.
Yeah, I've watched... In the 2 years that we've been together, I've watched these movies all through probably 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
If not more.
I'm
willing to say 5 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
I watch all 8 of them.
That's a lot to take in, like putting numbers to it. I'm like, God damn, Liv. I'm kind of obsessed. Is this a problem?
And I'm not even that big of a Harry Potter fan, but now I've gotten to where I can quote the movies like this.
Mm-hmm. See?
Okay, but we're focusing.
We're focused. Yeah, whatever.
Deathly Hallows Part 2 is at the very bottom of the list.
Okay.
Also, I don't like how Harry, like how his character ends up.
Yeah.
But that's just because I think he should have learned from what Dumbledore did and how all of this started. And instead, he becomes a wizard cop. He's the chosen one and says, you know what? I saved the world. I'm going to go hunt down people that made bad decisions and kill them or imprison them. He's going to turn into Moody.
Yeah. Yeah. That's debatable, but yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, why not become a professor to teach new wizards? Or why not, you know... be a like a just anything else in the world, but no, he decided to be a cop. Anyways, that's why it's at the bottom of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is going to be Philosopher's Stone.
No. Oh, I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry.
Only because
this is it.
Only because it. I love it for the happy vibes, but for me, it doesn't really give anything else. Like, it's just serotonin, and that's it.
Isn't that enough?
But, like, I don't know. That's one where, like, I would love to watch it just randomly.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it doesn't really add all that much to the story. Like, it sets everything up.
Yeah.
But that's really it.
Okay.
That's the only thing. I would still... This is actually... So, Deathly Hallows Part 2 is the only one that's not 2 thumbs up for me. That's the only 1.5 thumbs up. The rest of them are all 2 thumbs up for me.
Okay.
Does that make it better?
I guess it does.
Next is Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Putting that one at number 6?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I thought that was going to be a lot lower or higher on the list. I thought you were going to say that one first.
I really am not that big of a fan of either of the Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
The only reason why it's a little bit higher, and the only reason why it's above... Philosopher's Stone is for the Deathly Hallows, like, fairy tale scene. If that scene is not in the movie, it's swapped.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's what saves it. I have Order of the Phoenix next.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm willing to argue Order of the Phoenix could be swapped with either Deathly Hallows Part 1 or Philosopher's Stone. Those three are kind of in a similar place in my brain.
Okay.
Like, any one of those can be swapped out.
So you're basically doing this on, like, if I had it on, you know, on the TV.
Would you
sit down?
Yeah. So any three of those, I wouldn't go out of my way to come in here and sit down.
Yeah, like if you were playing games.
Yeah, if I was playing games, I would still be playing games.
Yeah.
But if we were sitting here and they were on, I would watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Deathly Hallows, Part 2, I might go find something else.
Loser.
So, then number 4, Half-Blood Prince. Okay. This is where it gets difficult, because the top 4, any of the top 4, I would go out of my way to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I love these movies, like, to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
But Half-Blood Prince, number 4, that's just how it is.
That's just how it is.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, I have to be okay. Because I like you. And if mm-hmm. I think too deeply about this, hun, I'm...
But the top 3...
I may choose divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But you know what the top 3 have to be.
Yeah.
Number 3, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interestanting.
And no notes on that one?
No notes. Just vibes.
Number 2, Chamber of Secrets.
Really?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Holy moly!
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was going to be your number 1.
So, I think it's my favorite to quote, and I have the most fun with it, but I think number 1 is just an overall better movie.
Yeah. So, your number 1 is...
Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire. Yep.
It's so good.
It is. It really is. But I was really surprised. I thought you were going to go with...
It's like that... Between Chamber of Secrets and Goblet of Fire, that's the closest to out of any of these.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And they're very different vibes. But like, out of all of the serious Harry Potter movies, Goblet of Fire is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all of the fun and whimsical, Chamber of Secrets is my favorite. That's the thing, is I feel like you almost need to like split Harry Potter into happy and serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then rank them.
Yeah.
Because they're two very different. Like, the first 3 and then the last 4.
Mm-hmm. There's 8.
Oh, sorry, I was going with books. But yeah, the first 3 and the last 5.
Yeah.
Are very different franchises.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rank them completely different. But.
But I love how you get, like, you got to grow up with, like, the yeah. changing of into a more serious
mm-hmm.
nature. But.
I love Goblet of Fire.
I guess I'm okay with those ratings. Me and Joshua are not getting a divorce, we're not married.
Mm hmm.
So, but that's
kind of impossible to get.
It's kind of impossible to get a divorce, but that's kind of why I think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Okay. Well, so, you're safe now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of my top 4.
Yeah. That okay. saved you. I think I need to go watch a Harry Potter movie. I'm gonna turn on Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
You're playing video games after this.
Yeah, I'm gonna go play Helldivers. If the servers are working. If you're listening to this anytime around release, you know what I'm talking about. Play Helldivers. It's a good game.
Anyways. Well, that's probably all we have on Harry Potter.
I think so.
For now. For now. Yeah, I was going to say that's very, like, very surface level.
I mean, we did just talk for like an hour.
But very surface. Like, I could talk about each one for an hour.
Yeah, we could.
But that's just a lot.
We would have to make a whole new podcast for Harry Potter.
Yeah, because this is the literary weapons, not the movie weapons.
Cinematic weapons.
Cinematic weapons podcast. Mm-hmm. So we'll get back to books eventually.
Yeah, probably next week. I think next week's going to be a good one. I think I'm also going to have a guest host for next week.
What?
Yeah. So, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you everybody for listening. This has been a fun time.
Adios.
Peace.